I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome to the summer doldrums episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and the retrogrades. And I'm your host, Sarah Armour.
I'm also your host, Molly Mulshine.
Happy full moon, Mom.
I know. Is it a full moon?
Is it a full moon? Molly, this one's major for you.
No, it's a full moon in Pisces, which is my rising sign. Let's talk about what's really going on right now, which is nothing. Nothing. This is the summer version of the taint week between Christmas and New Year.
I actually have really major astrology to discuss, to describe some of the perhaps deeper meaning of all this nothingness.
And therein lies the genius of this podcast concept, because even when the celebrities are doing nothing, astrology is still happening.
You know, celebrities are trash, but astrology can help us understand. So we have six planets retrograde. And
how many planets are there total? This isn't even an astrology question. I should know this. I failed astronomy twice in college.
Seven plus the sun and the moon, which are not planets. Is that right?
So for the purposes of astrology, it counts as nine.
I literally feel like I need to go check that because I don't want to be the fool.
But does Pluto still count as a planet?
Yes. Yes. I'm so hurt for Pluto. Yeah. Yes.
How many planets are there? There are eight planets in our solar system. Okay, Google. But
including Earth.
Right. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. So that doesn't include Pluto, and it obviously doesn't include the sun and moon. So for the purposes of astrology, six of the, as we've determined, 11 planets or planetary type spheres are retrograde right now. And the only viral news story going on right now is Kanye West's butt was showing in a gondola. It wasn't a gondola. It was a boat in Venice, and it looked like he was getting a beach. So I guess my question is, what is happening?
Just the general astrology and why this is this, you know, sort of barren taint time is that we have six out of the 11 planets retrograde, which means that we're all kind of going within. So things on the external, even though it's a full moon, might not seem so apparent until today and the next week following, where we're getting this full lunation of the product of a lot of our karma. This is a very Saturnian, like it's a full moon in Pisces, but it might as well be a full moon in Capricorn. It's exactly conjunct Saturn. So it's basically like we're seeing a lot of the karma of the choices that we've made. And this is a sort of culminating time. So a lot of us, especially because all these retrogrades are going on, are going within, including the celebrities. They're just like us. They can help us understand.
Do you think Kanye's going within? I feel like
I don't think Kanye was getting a blowjob is what I'll say. I don't think he was getting a blowjob.
Yeah, it looked exactly like he was, but I don't think he was.
At first, we both first sent it to each other and we were like, ew, what the fuck? This is so fucking weird. Like, why do you need us to know you're getting roadhead or like boathead or whatever, right?
And because his butt was out. Those are the two things. And also no outlet was able to go with the headline, Kanye looks like he's getting a beach, because that would be, he could sue for that, because it's like saying that he's committing an act of indecency in public. Like, and you can't say it. So that's why all the headlines were like, Kanye's butt is showing. And then when you clicked on the pictures, you were like, huh?
He wasn't trow down. he just might not be fitting into his clothing that well right now.
Well, I don't think that makes your butt show. I mean, look at me. I've gained over 40 pounds in the last 8 months, and never has my entire butt cheek been out. So something that I brought up to you was a few years ago at the Met Gala, the one where Kim had bleached eyebrows and Kanye had white contacts or something, and he wore jeans and Kim wore that Balmain silvery encrusted dress.
Yes.
Kanye showed up to the Met Gala and it looked like he pooped his pants. There was poopy butt stains on his butt. So I think really we're never going to know the truth about what's going on with Kanye's butt awareness, but I think it's safe to say it's not 100%. He does not
know. It's not 100% for sure. Yeah.
He doesn't know what's going on back there. So I don't know. I guess a six planet retrograde is a good time to look backwards at your own butt.
Oh my God.
Because retrograde means backwards. And
no, he literally is Jesus. Like, he is showing us the way. Like, that's fucked up. But like, you're right. And
what's the moon doing right now? Because the butt is the moon.
He's a Pisces moon, isn't he? Now that I'm thinking about it. Oh my God, let me pull it up. I didn't even, because I wasn't even planning on starting with this. I actually had my list is out of control. So many interesting synchronicities, but oh my God, yeah. Kanye's a Pisces moon. So this moon conjunct, holy shit.
And he's showing us.
Showing us the Pisces.
His Pisces full moon.
With Saturn there, giving him this like embarrassing public lesson in, hey man, whatever it is that you're numbing out on is literally having you ass flashing, likely without meaning to. I can't stand all of these I don't even know, headlines, I guess I'm seeing, or it's really memes. And a lot of people are saying, how dare Kanye have criticized Kim for dressing too sexy when they were together. And I just want to be super clear, these ass flashing photos are not sexy.
Yeah, but I think the point, I think the point stands, because Kanye's original point was, I feel embarrassed by my wife's overt sexuality. And it's like, bro, the calls are coming from inside the house. You are by far the most the most embarrassing person in this family. Like, so that's why people are making that comparison, you know? And I mean their nuclear family, not the wider Kardashians, because that's a whole different conversation. But it's like, and I think that what Saturn might be trying to tell Kanye, or if he is doing any introspection whatsoever, what he might want to notice is, this is what happens when you surround yourself with yes people and like people that are like, Kim Kardashian would never let him have his ass showing in public. Like, it just,
bro.
Also at the same time, she was there when he walked the Met Gala red carpet with brown stains on his asshole. So like, I don't know, maybe I don't know, but I think like this is even more embarrassing than that, because at least with the stains at the Met Gala, it was like people didn't even want to, like,
well, it was like fashion doo-doo. The juju was part of the art.
It didn't even become a story because people were just like, that's,
you don't
embarrassing.
Get it.
Well, no, because it was like, that's embarrassing, and maybe he got a colonic that went bad, and it's not like funny, you know what I mean? Or
yeah,
like,
but also, I feel like the funny thing about Kanye is that, like, and it's a Pisces moon thing, which is that they would be, Tristan, who are all the Pisces moons in the game, they would be like, yeah, that was part of it. Like, they're not the ones that are gonna be like, hee, hee, hee. They're gonna be like, no. That's where it's like, are Pisces gaslighting me? Are Pisces living in a different reality? Do they believe what they're saying? It's like, he might have been like, yeah, that's sometimes fashion, it comes as an accident, but like, what are you making the brown mean? I don't know. I feel like Kanye has a real ability to just like make it seem like, and like, yeah, like it is gaslighting, because it's like, just acknowledge what is. Like, right, Kim's not the one that's it's one thing to create a sexual brand, which you did together, you knew she was in the first place, and it's what sells. But Kanye, like, you want to notice something, why don't you notice the breeze upon your ass cheeks, man? Like zoned out. The reason that I knew that it wasn't, aside from when I saw the reflection shot, if he was getting a blowjob, that guy was just standing on the front of the gondola making a call. That would have been him calling the police, and then there would have been headlines. There's no way that he was like, oh yeah, I'm good. I'm just here watching Kanye get a blowjob from Bianca. She's in all nude tights. Like, there's just no way that that was the scene that was going on. But I think Kanye didn't mind. If anything, I could see him being like, okay, shit, my ass is showing. I don't want to draw attention to my heavy waist at the moment or whatever. Bianca, come lean on me. And then he was like, we'll get him talking. And maybe this is his version. Talk about introspective. Is this the next White Lives Matter? Is he saying Pisces moons matter? That is what a Pisces moon with Saturn. Saturn is the shit that matters. Pisces moons matter. Maybe that's
what?
Pisces, remember White Lives Matter?
Oh, yeah, the t-shirt.
Like, literally the astrological definition of, like, Saturn is the shit that matters. This is a Pisces moon conjunct the shit that matters. He's a Pisces moon. Maybe he's saying, hey, this is my next subversive. Spread the rumor that I'm getting head. We're not even getting wed, right? But really, it's like Pisces moon matters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's a really good.
It's a cosmic take. It's cosmic the stars, not me.
That gives him a lot of agency and credit in this photo where he's literally getting caught with his pants down.
Well, I just want to make it clear real quick, though. When we're talking about Pisces, it could very well be unconscious. Part of what he could be demonstrating for us is kind of what I'm talking about with the doo-doo, where he's like, okay, this is a flub, but like, can I, like, actually, when I think that I'm a Pisces moon, it's a Pisces moon. It's exposing. I don't think he was like, okay, I know, let's do astrology. I think the astrology is always mirroring what is. And he happens to be merely a player on the cosmic stage.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. That he didn't do it on purpose. He did. He truly didn't know his ass was out, but he will own it because that's what he does.
And that's what Pisces moons do.
And Geminis. He's a troll. He's the biggest troll. Biggest troll alive. Okay, what else is on your list?
The next piece of news that I thought was extremely apropos for a Saturn conjunct the sun or conjunct the moon in Pisces opposite the sun in Virgo with Mercury retrograde in Virgo. Giuliani is drunk, apparently, while he's Donald's counsel. Now, I'm not even interested necessarily in talking about whether he was or was not drunk. But I do think that in and of itself is an interesting conversation related to the Saturn Pisces illumination in with the sun in Virgo, where it's like, okay, what are the rules? Like, if your lawyer is inebriated, how does that change South Node in Libra now? How does that change the law? How does that change the way that we relate to testimony? That's kind of a preview into what we're going to be seeing more and more and more of, as they call this, the Trump billion indictments, the case of our lifetimes, whatever.
Yeah.
It's interesting now that during Saturn conjunct the moon in Pisces during Virgo season, there's this big question mark about drinking, which is Saturn retrograde conjunct the moon in Pisces. What are the rules about lawyers and drinking, and what do we forgive? I was listening to a podcast last night that was saying, like, in many cases, depending on the crime, a defense lawyer could argue, like, drunkenness, basically. And if Donald Trump knew he was drunk, then that it's just interesting that we're talking about inebriation as, like, a legal matter.
Yeah. I mean, I just assume that every powerful person is drunk on something, you know, like, yeah.
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah. I just can't imagine that anyone involved in Trump's life is sober besides Trump himself, who notoriously doesn't drink.
But like, he's not sober. I mean, he takes pills.
How do we know it? Do we know that?
I'm pretty sure it's been super confirmed that he is an uppers guy.
I don't know. I mean, he's a Gemini.
Yeah, but I'm a Gemini. Geminis need a huge amount of simulation. He's a Gemini Sag. He needs the world to go faster. He thinks he's fucking Harry on his Quidditch stick, being like, you guys thought I was just from under the cupboard, Queens? Fuck you. I'm Trump. No, he's dying to go faster.
And I think he's high. I think Trump is high on life.
There were no way. There were all those, and also cocaine. There were all those,
No, there's no way, Sarah.
No, during the during
he doesn't drink alcohol. He wouldn't do cocaine. No one has ever started cocaine sober.
During the expose phase, right after his show was canceled, you're fired, The Apprentice.
Yeah.
All of these PAs were I thought they were on the record sharing stories. Like, I saw Don crush up an Adderall and blow it before he got on and went on stage or whatever.
I don't think that was ever confirmed.
If anybody knows Donald or has any way to confirm this, and or just join the Patreon, what do you think? Is Donald the one thing that on Adderall or is he hopped up?
Yeah, the one thing that was confirmed was that he had a lot of like Sudafed or something. And people were trying to extrapolate that as like he was using it for the upper quality. And it's
sort of a reach. It's like he also could be extremely congested.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, that's the good stuff. The behind the counter is the good stuff. Everybody knows that.
But that is interesting. I mean, yeah, I don't think it matters if Giuliani was drunk or not. I guess in a legal sense, like, I mean, lawyers are probably drunk all the time.
Yeah, I do think that lawyer. I mean, I guess how would they wake up early, maybe? But I don't know. How could they have so many lawyer shows if no one's drinking and like hooking up at the end of the night? So that makes no sense. We've seen Carisi drink. He's the DA. Like, that's an SVU reference I know you don't get. But like, I mean, when I'm looking at Giuliani's chart, the thing that strikes me is interesting. He's also a Gemini, but his ascendant is in Virgo and his moon is in Leo, where Venus is retrograde right now, about to go direct again. So Giuliani is having a moment where his moon is being like gut checked on, like, were you living your values, Rudy? Like, 29 degree Virgo rising. For years they were like, but he was the best mayor of this town. What happened? I went to the old lady pool the other day with Joanne. Everyone's like, Giuliani, I swear to God, he was an amazing mayor. Like, Virgo rising at a late degree, he kind of like tricked us all. But then as his chart's progressing,
yeah, but like, only old white people think he was an amazing mayor. We do need to caveat that.
Totally. But like, that's what I'm saying, 29 degree Virgo rising, it's like, at first brush he seems like the guy who did it, and then like, actually, as life evolves, it's like, no, wait a second. Like, he's like showing up looking perfect. And otherwise, almost that whole first house in Libra, which is getting again wiped out, is getting a check on like, what is justice? What is balance? What did you do for the community? Are you just bullshitting everybody? Are you just lying out your ass for the votes? Like, of course, this chart would be involved in like a voter fraud scheme. He's like, yeah, fun. Oh, I could spin it. Did you hear him in all those messages on the phone where he's like, is there anything you could do to recount? And they're like, no. It's like, dude, either give him a good idea or don't put this on them.
Yeah, I still don't really understand why this matters, but whatever.
Well, it matters because we're all in a phase where if we're open to it and we're, whether we are doing our own
legally.
So astrologically, we all get why it matters. Legally speaking, I think it matters because it's precedent setting.
Want to hear the explanation legally? It's from Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone is the ones that broke this story. Jack Smith and his team are interested in this subject because it could help demonstrate that Trump was implementing the counsel of somebody he knew to be under the influence and perhaps not thinking clearly. If that were the case, it could add to federal prosecutors' argument that Trump behaved with willful recklessness in his attempts to nullify the 2020 election. So I guess what they're saying is, if Trump knew that Rudy had a drinking problem and yet still tried to pass him off as a functioning legal expert at the time, that's evidence that Trump was being reckless.
It's kind of hard though, because, you know, I told you I watch BritBox and BritBox Alone now, and every single DS or DI or DC has some secret demon, but it doesn't mean they're a bad detective. It's just an interesting, like, I don't know. I feel like at least British television has a lot of antiheroes who secretly are drunk, but still good at their craft.
So does American TV. Don't give British TV too much credit.
I feel like they're all the same. It's not even credit. I actually just feel like it's all the same, where there's just like a forlorn like guy who's never really known how to share his feelings. And there's like something deeper going on about his wife.
Yeah, everyone's really depressed over here.
Yeah. Beautiful cliffs, though.
Yeah, really good. Really good. Landscapes, and they don't even
appreciate
it. Like, they don't make enough cinema that celebrates the scenery.
No, that's like part of what I'm even doing there. So yeah, of course I could watch Blue Bloods, of course I could watch more SVU. No, I want SVU with crashing waves, rolling tides, and incredible greenery and cliffs. No, the landscapes are, and it becomes a character in and of itself. Like, the long drive between homes is so different than the apartment next door.
Yeah, totally. They just look like they just they don't even realize how nice it is because they are so into complaining over here. And there also is a bit of like a, and I'm sorry to any Brits that are listening, I would love to hear your take on this, because what I'm saying is that your country is gorgeous and you guys never talk about or acknowledge it.
You like, don't know you're beautiful.
I think it's part of the cultural tall poppy syndrome in Europe as a whole, where it's like, if something is good or nice or awesome, we do not acknowledge that because it's like embarrassing and you're trying too hard if you're good at something and you need to rein it in.
I'll give you a good example of that. Tall poppy, small coffee.
Yeah, the small coffee. They're like, oh, we can't get too caffeinated because then we could be successful. Ooh.
Right. We might have a good day. We might be happy. Dude, that's the one thing about the show that I do notice and think of you every time. Whenever the detectives are talking and they have these tiny little espresso cups. So let me grab you. Let me grab you a Joe before we go or whatever. And it's like.
It's like coffee for a mouse. Yeah.
These detectives are not sleeping and they're drinking literally the tiniest coffees.
I know. It's ridiculous. Okay. What's next on your list? What's next on your list?
Next on my list is that, you know, this has been an intense Venus retrograde. We're almost done. The Venus retrograde will be over like Friday, Saturday.
Okay, so and what does that mean? What does that mean?
What that means is that since Mercury went retrograde.
When?
Late July. July 23rd.
Mercury or Venus?
I mean, Venus. Venus. Okay. Venus. July 23rd. I might have made that up, but it's around then. And Venus has been going retrograde through almost the entire sign of Leo, the sign that rules love and expressions of the heart. So Venus has been asking us to go within and check in with ourselves, check in with our relationships, and make sure that we are not only truthfully expressing the values, or not even, we're going to get to express them more as we move out of retrograde season. But it's like, are you being real about what you actually value? Are the stories you're telling yourself true anymore? Some of the things that you might have valued 5 years ago actually might not, you might have been successful. It might not be what you value now.
Damn.
Lots of relationship and financial issues came up to the surface, even if they didn't show, for us to all check in with ourselves. Like, wait, like, what are my blocks around love and money? And really, because it's Leo, the question for everybody is like, okay, fuck trying to work through your trauma. The last time you were a kid and you remembered having fun pretending that you were going to be something, what was that? And see if you could just like incorporate and cater to that kid in you a little more, because that's, you know, there's an integration happening every time there's a retrograde. It's like, hey, get real with yourself. Like, are you actually being authentic? So what I think is interesting is that we are, it is a writer's strike. And
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Arguably, I know that you're not into the Bachelor Nation. I did text Casey about this while she was abroad with you, but so I watched the Bachelorette season, or I got into it towards the end. And when we had nothing going on and you were with Casey, I put on a show for the dogs that I accidentally couldn't turn off. And I watched the entire thing. It's called The Ultimatum. Have you watched The Ultimatum?
What's it about?
Couples bring each other to Nick and Vanessa Lachey's studio, where they say, either we get married or we're done. And then they have like a trial period where they date somebody else from the group. And then I put it on. I was like, this is the stupidest idea I've ever fucking heard. I was so triggered at the beginning, but then I sort of like couldn't stop watching. And what I'm really getting at here is that both Charity's season of The Bachelorette and this season of The Ultimatum at least appear to be massive successes, slam dunks for love.
Oh, Charity
found one, like, I would like to do a special charity episode with Casey. If you have watched Casey, if not, throw your hats in the ring, patrons who wants to do it with me, because their love is real. I stand by it. And everyone on The Ultimatum season 2 got married.
What? How many?
I know. It's 6 couples. It's worth a watch.
I'm not going to watch it, but that's
it's
cool.
It's pretty fucking, it was, why? It blew my mind that was the, you know, so I don't know. To me, that was a very Venus retrograde, especially now it's coming out right when Mercury's going retrograde and Virgo being like, okay, now that you're like really recognizing that you actually, even if reality TV is blah, blah, actually, like, this was a case where both seasons during this retrograde came out with love. We didn't exploit them. Everybody's happier for it.
That's good. So why is that? That would make me think that should happen when Venus is direct.
No, it's a change. What happens when Venus has been direct up until now is that the Bachelor franchise is dying. No, the Bachelor franchise is all but dead. I will say they are now so fucking Saturn Pisces moon releasing the new, they're trying to save it with the Golden Bachelor, 70 something, the first 70 something Bachelor.
Now that's an idea. That is
I'm going to watch.
That is so much more interesting to me. I've been saying this since I started watching Love Island. I was like, they need to do this with divorcees who have baggage and
that's
kids
what this is.
And
yep.
Mortgages. Like this is what is really interesting. Like young hot people, who cares? Just have sex, get whatever.
None of them have Saturn returns.
Yeah. Like it's, I hate that. And they're so dumb, but like to have some like old wizened wizard man who's also hot and looking for like, that is compelling and interesting to me.
Well, and the key is he's a widower and the story is tear jerking from the first rose. Like it's actually like a really compelling story. He seems like a really lovely guy. And like, so they're doing the first like thing that they're like full, like laying out for us is all the women. They're doing a special like meet the women, which is actually more reverence than they've ever given any of the 20, 30 somethings on this show ever. Like a real meet the women, because they're actually even already treating them with more respect. Like, wow. No, these 70-year-old women are coming on this show and they're showing us close-ups of them pulling up their nylons. And like for that, we will give you good edits, at least to start off.
I don't think I could date a widower, because I just think you can never compare to the idealized version of his dead wife that he now has in his head.
Yeah, I feel opposite like I'll love her with him.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be poly with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Whoever dates Ariana next needs to always acknowledge that Mac was an angel.
What?
Wasn't that the line? What was the line? Like, well, wish I could thank Malcolm because he was an angel.
Oh, yeah.
She's back in love with Mac again forevermore. I watched her 10-year anniversary, yours truly, and it's the saddest, most painful watch I've seen in a long time.
Ariana Grande?
It's horrible. It's I can't believe she put it out. I thought maybe it's related to Scooter Braun in some way. She did like a live in London performance commemorating, it happens to be on this full moon, the 10-year anniversary of her original album, Yours Truly. And it includes special bonus tracks from whatever her next album was, including I Love the Way You Make Me Feel. Also, side note, that was Jordan Sparks' song that she wrote about her and Jason Derulo. They wrote it together as a thing. And the execs were like, actually, Ariana's going to be a star. Can Ariana do it? And Jordan was like, whatever, pay me. But that's about, if you want to really know how romantic that song is, that is a real song written by a real couple. And it's not Mac and Ari. They did a great job with it. They're actors. It's actually Jason Derulo and Jordan Sparks singing to each other. Hot tip.
But Jordan Sparks, isn't she a virgin?
That I do not know. And it was many years ago. So maybe she was at the time. I hope she's fucked since then. I think it was 10 years ago. It's a 10-year anniversary.
Oh my God. In Touch Weekly has a listicle called Celebrities Who Lost Their Virginity to Other Stars. How amazing.
It's like everyone on Disney and Nickelodeon, probably.
Yeah. Okay. I need to, because this is the one thing I know about Jordan Sparks is she got up at some award show and someone had made fun of her slightly for being a virgin, like really, really like tame joke. Nothing bad, just oh yeah, and like Jordan Sparks is a virgin, and she got up on stage and was like, well, at least I'm not a slut. And it was like, oh my God, like way to
oh no.
Yeah, way to completely reinforce the virgin whore dichotomy. Like, good job.
But also, based on the way, I do not think she's a virgin. That's a very sexy song.
I know. She said, so it was about the Jonas Brothers. This is from MTV News, God rest its soul. It says, Russell Brand said something about making fun of promise rings.
That's fair.
And yeah, who wouldn't make fun of promise rings? They're so embarrassing. Yeah. And Jordan Sparks got on stage and said, I just have one thing to say about promise rings. It's not bad to wear a promise ring because not everybody, guy or girl, wants to be a slut. So she's basically saying anyone who has sex before marriage is a slut.
Wow, Jordan. She's a football player's, she's a Nepo baby. She's some football player's daughter. She probably had a weird, I'm sure they were just like slamming it in her head. Like, we don't fuck. Cause you know, her dad's out there probably just fucking.
I didn't know that she was a nepo baby. Oh my God, that makes me even more annoyed.
I know. And I've had a few nepo things on my list as well. But like, even that though, even just finding out that The Way was written by Jordan and that she's a nepo baby, that's what retrogrades are about. It's not about when you're going, what does it mean that Venus is retrograde? It means that now that you know that, notice what annoys you. What does annoy you? Does it change the way that the song feels to you? Does the remake of it that Ariana just put out make you feel any type of way? When Venus goes direct, Venus is more, it's like the rose is blooming. Venus is doing the dance. We can see the flower blossoming. But when Venus is retrograde, it's fertilizing the seeds. It's going, okay, are we really going to do this time? We're going to pop up again and make another geometrically perfect flower just from God's good earth for the people that don't even appreciate. They're making it about the bachelor when really it's about sacred geometry. But everything's both. It's all okay. Everything's everything. That's the point.
No, do you think? Sorry, this is. I clicked on the In Touch Weekly virginity story.
No, get in there. What is Virgo? Virgo Sun, Mercury retrograde in Virgo. What is Virgo, if not the virgin?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, do you think Beyonce lost her virginity to Jay-Z? Yes. She had her first boyfriend when she was 12 or 13, and he was her boyfriend till she was 17. Then she went on to imply that she basically lost her virginity to this story is making a lot of leaps. She went on to imply that she basically lost her virginity to her current husband, Jay-Z. Though I was too young during my first relationship for it to really be a boyfriend. We didn't live together. We didn't, you know, that was my only experience with a guy. And since then, I've only had one other boyfriend in my life. This has always been my question. Like, has Beyonce ever had sex with anyone other than Jay-Z?
I don't think so. We could look at the charts, but I want to say, no, I do not think so.
Hold on one second.
I also have a really fucking, you want to talk about, we got a bad review. What did they say? That we had some of the worst opinions of all time or something. I do have an opinion that I'm ashamed to share, but if there's any place to do it, I guess it would be the Patreon, and you'll just have to tell me if, like the Oompa Loompas clip, we should just get rid of it. But I have a really controversial thing that's triggering me. Speaking of Nepo babies, you can all imagine where this is going. Desi, if you're listening, you know what bothers me. Bad kid content bothers me. There is one other thing about the ultimatum, though, that I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
One of the couples leaves in the... Spoiler alert. Stop it now if you're going to watch. Molly's not.
Yeah.
Within the first three episodes, the clearly most volatile couple, but really the woman was volatile. It turns out she was pregnant. And they left early together and are still together and they have the baby and they have a baby. And she came back to the reunion and they were all talking about the experience. And she said, I don't apologize for what I said. Not that it excuses it, but it is what I meant at the time. Like, so she wasn't saying like I was right. She was saying, I don't regret saying it because it's how I felt. Right. She was basically like being a total fucking bitch. That's a whole other thing. I got to look at her chart. She could be super Pisces because she's basically calling one girl that's like Hooters ass bitch when it's like, yeah, but Lisa, you worked at Hooters. And she's like, yeah, but that's not what I was saying. I was just saying, stop flirting with my man. And it's like, Lisa, you took him on the ultimatum. That's you broke up technically and you're on whatever. The point is that at the reunion, Roxanne, another controversial character, while Lisa was not helping herself in trying to express what she was trying to say, the boyfriend came out and tried to kind of say, she's not defending her actions. She's just trying to say, I was in a different state of mind. And Roxanne goes, I don't know if it's okay for me to say this or not, but like you had, and you could see her not saying baby brains, but then she's like, your hormones like must have been crazy. And the girl, Lisa, was like, yes, exactly. Like I was pregnant, like, and I didn't even realize. And so when I look back at my behavior now, that's why I don't take it back, because that is how I was feeling. But yes, I was definitely like no longer Lisa. I was pregnant Lisa. And I just thought it was so interesting because, like, I feel like that's been one of these big question marks, you know, from the palace down. We've been like how drunk can our lawyers be and how much should we know about it? It's like, what is or is not appropriate when women are like, I just thought it was interesting that in this case, you could clearly see the relief on Lisa's face when she's like, yes, thank you. Right. I had baby brains. Whereas when Megan did it to Kate, she was like, how dare you? And I just think it's Venus and Mercury are in retrograde. This is all airing now. How interesting just to see a different experience of a very similar conversation with people that are arguably not even as close as these two are, but they're not as proper. They're actually on a completely trash reality show, but actually they all found love. So I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting sort of, again, Mercury retrograde in Virgo, an interesting continuation of an ongoing conversation that the women have been having about what, you know, what are the rules?
I think the main thing we need to bring into the conversation is questioning men's hormonal decisions more frequently, because this is not
that I love
that this is not just a woman problem. Like, men do crazy hormonal shit all the time. Like, I don't know, sexual assault, rape. Dude. And like, we're the ones who are constantly left apologizing for our hormones, allegedly altering our actions. But I will say, even with this knowledge of what happened with the ultimatum, I think if you, as a person moving through the world, don't want to piss people off, don't blame people's hormones for their actions. Let them come to it on their own. That's all I'm saying. If you want to be, if you want to have friends, if you want your friends not to get mad at you, don't say, are you hormonal? Because someone will slap you in the face.
It's just interesting to me, though, because that's all. Yes. And that's like a cultural creation. Like what you just said really isn't, again, this is all retrograde stuff, you guys. This is the first thought for me. I'm processing what Molly said, and now I'm changing my opinion before your eyes. We're having new thoughts, right? Retrogrades. It's really interesting to think of it from the perspective of, what if every guy who was an assailant was like, sorry, my hormones. But you better believe that if we blamed it on their hormones, they wouldn't take it as, don't make it about my hormones, I'm a rapist. They would say, yeah, it's my hormones. So it's interesting that I think women
that's what like incels do. I think I think incels would make the argument that like they are victims of their hormones, not getting laid enough is an affront to their hormones. It's not,
oh my god,
that they're pervs. You know what I mean? Like, I think that is a thing that guys will say.
And I'm curious about that, because I feel like that is totally, like, they don't get to claim more. I think they should. Men do need to get on their own moon cycles. Men actually are moodier than women. Aren't you the one that taught us at the Munual that men actually are on a 24-hour cycle, whereas we're on a 29-day cycle? That's so interesting. Like,
men are much really moodier than women, yes.
Much. And it's not hormonal, but it's actually it's hormonal.
Why is it not hormonal? Everyone has hormones.
I don't know about the science. I just don't know about the science. I don't know about the science.
Yeah, everyone has hormones. And it's so, why are men bloodthirsty killers? Why is every war started by a man? Testosterone, that's a hormone. Men's hormones are so much more dangerous than women's hormones. And no one ever gives them shit about it, ever.
Well, but I feel like no one ever gives them shit about it, but I guess I'm not in, and thank God I'm not, but like, I'm not in the QAnon incel community enough to know if they're like using hormones to defend themselves.
No, it's just like a thing that shitty men will say, like, oh, well, I'm a man, it's in my nature. Like, do you know what I'm saying? That kind of.
Yeah, but that's different than saying like you're having. Oh, right. Well, I mean, I guess what we're actually saying is, yeah, men's have shitty nature. Men's have shitty natures in general. But like, it's just interesting. Like
it is over. It just is overly personal, though, to
the double standard, though, that
if their hormones are changing their behavior. It is.
Yes. In the case of this scene in the ultimatum, Lisa came in her defense and was like, what she's not saying is like she was pregnant. Like, keep in mind, everybody, she was pregnant. And so then she got, Lisa was like, yeah, like what I was going through was like my brain was changing. Like I was getting pregnant. Yeah, and it wasn't that she was crazy. It wasn't that she was crazy. It was that, like, I felt like everybody was able to breathe a sigh of relief going like, it's not that she's not the villain. She's actually the hero, because it's like, oh my God, like you were going through something. So I don't know. I don't think we should walk around saying that to each other, but I also think, like, recognizing for men and women that hormones are present for everybody is important.
I know, but
it's like, but Barbie world. Like, how do we come back to the conversation of just like people?
You're also talking about someone who's getting a villain edit on a reality show and probably was grasping at any straw she could to make her not look like the villain. So of course she's going to be like, Yeah. It was the hormones.
Saying that it's a very divisive conversation, and now we've seen it used in two different ways. And either way, how interesting that hormones are this politicized topic. When, I think actually what you're saying is really true, which is that no one ever really talks to men about what's going on with them.
Yeah, it's a stigmatized topic, but male hormones have no stigma, and men are expected to behave in ways that are like irrational and governed by their hormones, and to the extent that they don't even have to talk about it.
Well,
if you show any emotion or any sort of friction in any interaction whatsoever, someone's going to be like, "Oh, estrogen." It's just if we were in a matriarchy, that wouldn't even be a question. It just wouldn't even be brought up ever.
1,000%. 1,000%. Because it would just be like about care and nurture of community. But can you imagine?
Well, I'm sure there would be evil matriarchies as well. I mean, we're not perfect. Everyone's human, but.
Yeah, I mean, Chris has really done a number on those girls. But I mean, no, but I guess what I think is interesting is, even as you're saying that, recognizing that with women, I don't think they would say, oh, that's estrogen. I think they would go, oh, that's hormones. And even for me, you kept saying testosterone. And until you just said it just now, did I connect that you wouldn't go men's hormones. You'd go men have testosterone. I, until this moment, maybe never actually completely fused the idea fully that testosterone is hormones.
Yeah.
Like, hormones are like a woman thing, and like men have testosterone. That's like a different thing, and it's not.
Right. And even the way your voice changes when you say testosterone, it just shows like
the branding.
Yes, the branding and the positive, you know, implications.
Right. And this is a very retrograde conversation, because we're looking into the epistemology.
The etymology,
but then also like the accentomology, or the, you know, the emphasisology, the way that we not only come to understand certain words, but then perform them. Leo for each other, Virgo, what are we actually saying and communicating? Are we actually being truthful? Is this actually right? Is it testosterone and hormones? No.
Right. They're all hormones. So if we're going to talk about it in one way, I'm going to try this next time. Nick is really cranky. I'm going to be like,
your hormone.
I wonder what's going on with your hormones.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait. And report on the Patreon, report back. That is such an interesting idea.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder if he'll be offended. I wonder if men will be like, what? But if you were like, your testosterone's flaring up, they'd be like, yeah, let me come on your face.
Right.
You know, like,
that's better branding. It has this different connotations. Okay, let's switch over to the Patreon and do a deep dive on all these retrogrades and what they mean for us. And I'm really excited to hear about this, because I am going through it, and I always am, but like,
no, I know you are. And yeah, patrons, listen questions. Up, because I know a lot of your charts too, and we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so what signs would be especially valuable? I mean, I'm coming at it from the Pisces North Node, Pisces Rising, Virgo South Node,
and Capricorn sun. This is a Capricorn Pisces moon. It's a special brand of Pisces, because Saturn is retrograde conjunct the moon, basically showing us everything is everything. What do we need to really understand about the matrix and what's crumbling, so that what can become real moving forward? And that's, Virgo is going to capture that. And then Mercury retrograde in Virgo is going to go, oh, these are the changes. Okay, I can make those edits. To have a more expansive view of the truth that actually is encompassing of our actual reality, which is that people have hormones and not that men have testosterone, bro, and women have hormones.
Right. We do have other hormones besides testosterone and estrogen, just to make sure everyone knows that we all understand that. But obviously,
yeah, what is it? It's like levodopa, propofol. I got all the
oxytocin,
all the bottles in my mom's. My mom's got all the bottles in the
progesterone.
Where my dads are. Oh, yeah, progesterone. That's what I was thinking.
There's so many. And everyone, no matter what your sex is, has testosterone and estrogen, just in different levels.
This won't shock you. My mom, high T.
Wow, makes sense.
Leo rising.
Yeah. Okay, let's switch over to the Patreon. Patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast.
Thanks.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.